You talk of your Robin Hood legend, the thief with the heart of pure gold, the Lone Ranger and Tonto and Zorro and all those other brave heroes of old. You sing of Doc Holliday, old Jesse James, and the infamous Wild Dalton Bunch. But alone, at the top of the list of those names, stands the man that they called Captain Crunch. Okay, you can laugh at this curious name. He sounds like no prince amongst thieves. And well, you may ask how it is that he came to be reckoned with such greats as these. Well, he robbed from the rich, the richest there was, though he took not a penny of plunder. But were not for him, we'd be bent neath a burden we never could get out from under. He never went armed with a pistol or sword. He carried no longbow and quiver. It wasn't his style to go buckle his swash, stop a coach and cry, stand and deliver. His weapon, an Apple computer. His bullet, it was an IC. His old trusty gun was a soldering one. His target, the phone company. Blue boxers, they called us, and phone freaks, and less polite nicknames as well, applying the knowledge we picked up in college in order to rip off Ma Bell. We'd breadboard electronic circuits out of old Army surplus ICs and make beepers and tooters to fool their computers and get all our phone calls for free. For us, it was mostly the challenge, a game between Ma Bell and us. They'd close down a loophole or put up a block or give us a new code to bust. And we all got PCs and modems and broke into their internal systems.